Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kinda dumb with her finger in her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop 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 coming and they won't stop coming and they don't stop coming and they don't stop coming. Don't stop coming and they 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 don't stop coming and don't stop coming and they 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 don't stop coming.
Why? Why won't they stop? Why don't they stop? They don't stop coming. They don't stop. You guys, we got to talk about. They don't stop coming. That is a terrible. Why would you choose to live that life? Stop. You're going to make yourself sore. Why? Why are you doing this to yourself? They don't stop coming. God's going to smite in a whole entire city, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, because they don't stop coming. Oh, sweet baby Jesus, forgive their souls, for they don't stop coming. Oh, my God. They don't stop coming. They just don't. They don't. They can't. They refuse. They say, nah, B, I'm going to keep coming. Why? Why do they? They can't stop.
They won't stop. They don't even know how to stop.
They just don't stop coming. They don't stop coming.
It's bad for gains.
It's fucking crazy, but they just don't stop coming.
It's bad for your gains. That's why it's no November every fucking month.
Welcome to the Nuclear Playground Podcast. Yeah, I am Sprout.
I am
your best friend, your homeboy, and your best friend.
And your confidant, and your comrade.
And what are you? Who are you? And what are your professions?
I am Snake Bliskin, and I do fantasy tours around Lake Titicaca for the very low price of 0.5 Bitcoin. Thank you. Please leave your name, number, and address.
No, really, who are you?
I'm Jeremy.
Oh, man, you was looking, you sound real George Santos-y.
I was trying to get my hair on, but you caught me.
And who's this guy?
That's TJ.
Hi! TJ. Oh, shit, who's that? I'm Sneaky Pete.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding, go ahead.
Hi. I came to give you stuff in your pocket.
I'm DJ Deftify.
Deftify.
And what are your professions?
I'll be your doctor, your proctor, your helicopter.
I hate every part of this podcast already.
My Chemical Romance.
Oh, fuck. Where's my notebook?
We got, like, we still got, like, a long, we've only 3 minutes in.
Yeah, I didn't realize I was signing up for this. No, how's everybody been doing? It's been a long time since we had got to record an episode.
Yeah.
And,
Yep.
Yeah, you know, things.
Yep, stuff. Things, stuff. Priorities.
Adult shit.
Yeah. There was a lot of things that happened. Now, you know what? I can't remember a single one of them right now.
Dude, I'm just still like, they just
won't stop coming.
It weighs so heavy on my mind, you guys. Like, they don't.
They don't.
They don't, man. They just don't stop coming. Why? Like, what's the catch?
I have no idea. You file your taxes, by the way?
No, I'm about to, though, because I got to do the year prior as well, because I forgot to. But, I might be getting some money back this time because I'm doing the year prior and this year, and I'm already like so very close. Like, if I wait until July without doing my taxes, I'm already done with my back pay, which means I'm done with the state, which means my son is a man grown, and I don't have to pay the state afterwards because I'm a responsible adult. But if I actually do my taxes, we going shopping.
Look at that face.
That's kind of creepy. I mean, I'm happy for the idea.
Lizard.
Yes, it does. It's like he just got like a fly, but
I'm sorry, let me try again.
A fly fucking.
Let me try again.
And you got two flies.
If I get any money back, we going shopping.
As bad as that was, the first one. The first one was worse.
It was. How about? And if I get my taxes back. Oh, we're going shopping.
Okay, calm down, Colin.
So, yeah, that's my story. I don't know. I looked back down on my notebook and I wrote, taxes.
What are you gonna do with your tax money? This is probably okay. I'm gonna say this is probably the first time I got everything done right away. Now I'm kind of just waiting for taxes. I heard people are getting their state taxes back already.
I didn't silence my phone, and it just gave away that I got billed for something. I'm sorry, you guys. Go ahead.
Oh, he just got billed. Did they take it?
Goddamn HBO Max always hit me up at the end of the month instead of the first.
So what I got a wallet. Did I tell you about my dope ass wallet?
Yeah, I remember you fucking like you called it from your phone, and I happened to be holding your wallet. I was like, "Hello, Sherm's wallet."
That's cool. My birthday was 20 days ago.
Yeah,
it's the 30th, right?
31st. 21
oh, shit.
Days.
21 days ago. Yep. I can't even remember. I think I just hung out. I think that's what I did. I didn't really.
Yeah,
do
you
much.
Don't really do shit this year, but you usually don't unless yeah. someone plans it for you, which is
rare.
One time.
Yeah, it's happened once.
That's really sad.
Yep. Yep.
But that was a very memorable party. That was a really good party. Jeremy was mad at me for keeping a surprise birthday party a secret.
Yeah.
For like 3 weeks. Oh, you son of a bitch, I can't trust you. Like,
yeah. three whole fucking weeks, this dude did not say nothing to me. And
what was I supposed to do? Be like, guess what? I'm a spoiler alert. Like,
you could have been like, it's a cooking up or something. But no, you
it's
were
a
like,
cooking up or something.
But no, you didn't say nothing. It was my birthday. Y'all act like there wasn't shit going on.
He was mad
on.
At me and Jamie like, y'all are in cahoots.
Yeah. And my whole fucking family. Not just him, like everybody. My brother, my sister, my dad, my mom. I'm like, holy shit.
Give me a motherfucking Oscar, dog. Or an Emmy or something. I acted my ass off.
My ex-girlfriend was there.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was. Like, what are you doing?
Who even invited you? Like,
then she got drunk and threw up all over.
What?
Yep, Sprout and her got to drinking. Like, they're going shot for shot. We're all hanging out.
And I was drinking like a fucking champ that night, bro.
And then he got slitty, and she got slitty, and she ended up throwing up all over in the motherfucking bathroom. I'm like, bro.
Put a muddy soul. Yeah. I remember when she got really fucking drunk at my duplex when yep. I was renting from my mom.
Filled up your sink.
Fucked my sink up and didn't even offer me no money for no Drano or nothing. So we just had a fucked up sink for weeks.
Yep. So that house was a
wreck. She threw up like all over my bathtub, my Man. Sink, and my sink got the worst damage.
Man, you guys are so lucky nobody came in that motherfucking house and looked around. They were like, I'm condemning this joint.
That wasn't that bad.
The motherfucking carpets were wet in some spots.
That's because people keep spilling their drinks and their drunk asses.
It was like, yeah, that was the problem, though. You had, like, everybody and their mother over there, and nobody respected shit.
Mm-mm.
They're just spilling ashes.
And then the next day, like, Monday, I'm at home cleaning up after everybody, like, you sons of bitches. Although the occasional person would stay, like Sharm stayed and help clean.
I've cleaned a few times over
there. Genius will come and help stay and
There's
help
There's a
clean.
Couple times I went over there, and I was waiting for you to show up, and Amber was there, and I'm looking around. I'm like, I got to start picking some shit up. Yep. It was rough, though, because she would just hang out there and not, like, pick up stuff.
I mean, we were like young and 20, and I was on the same shit. I wasn't really doing shit until like I was like, this house is fucked up. And then I'd be like, I gotta do something because it's my mom's house, right? So like, at some point,
those were the days though. Back in the days when we were still trying to learn how to give a fuck about shit.
Mm-hmm. Shit. I just realized my high school days are different from yours.
Yeah, because you're young as shit. All your bullying happened online. We had to fight motherfuckers.
And I wasn't online.
He dodged that bullet.
Hell yeah. I remember we were sitting, I think you were there that day. We were sitting at the park. We're all smoking and shit, getting ready to go back into the school. At least those who would wanted to, like me and like two other people.
Yeah. Because I know, you know, I
we were sitting at this park bench. We're getting ready to smoke a blunt. And I forget who they, I forget what set they were with. It doesn't really matter. But they walked up on us. They came in. It looked like they was coming from the high school, but these were like grown ass adults. And they started talking shit. Didn't talk shit to me or Sherm or nobody else there, but was talking shit to like the one white boy that was there. And he wasn't even there smoking with us. He was like just there hanging out because he felt like skipping class. And next thing you know, dude wrapped a chain around his hand and just bow. And that was it. He walked off. And actually, there was two other white kids there because the shortest of the two happened to be standing next to me getting ready to smoke. And for like, what was it, like 36 hours, he was like hitting me up like, I really want to report those guys, but I don't know, because what if they come after me? I'm like, dude, just fucking say something, right? Like, if I said something, I would get got. You don't live in my neighborhood, so you're fine. So so he went and said some shit. Nothing came of it, though. But, like, yeah, man, like, the weirdest shit would happen. Like, we were in high school. I remember one time, we were all just sitting around smoking a bowl. Bunch of gangbangers walked up to us and was like, y'all smoke this blunt? And we were like, what's the catch? And they were like, you gotta play basketball with us. And we were like, what if we say no, we're good? And they're like, then we're gonna have to fuck y'all up. And they were like, we were just like Harlem Globe trying to run it up out there, like it was like me, Eric, who else was there? It was like maybe like right before I met you, Sherm. It was me, Eric, a couple other cats. I can't remember who else, but we were all just trying to smoke. Like, we all had collectively, like, came out of our pockets and made a bowl's worth of weed happen. And we started packing a bowl. And they showed up like, you want to hit this blunt? We're like, yeah. Well, you got to play ball with us. Oh, we really don't want to, though. Oh, then we got to fuck you up. Oh, well, I guess we're playing basketball. Thank God at least one of us likes it. Me.
Oh, man. I'm glad I just don't. I'm glad school. I don't have to deal with that shit anymore.
It was such a pain, man. Early school was dope, man, but like once I got into high school.
Once you find out recess was over?
Well, I mean, middle school, yeah, that was a sad thing to figure out that recess was over. But like middle school was dope, man. I kept to myself. I ain't getting no fights.
You know, Sprout.
I was cool in middle school, but like high school came around and then like I found out I was quote unquote too white, according to most niggas, like to have like friends in my own community.
And then
it was just weird as fuck, man. Like, I got treated like I didn't know shit because other niggas didn't know shit. So I got put in the niggas don't know shit classes. And so I just would skip them classes. But show up and pass every test. They were like, oh, we should put them in higher class. But it would just be like another niggas don't know shit class. You know what I mean? Like, I basically got an easy A. All I would do was, like, cross the street and smoke weed at the park and then show up and take a test.
But you,
the only classes I went to were the ones that mattered. Wasted
your potential going to North, man. You should have went to a different high school.
I almost went to St. Thomas Academy, sure. But then I realized I would have been the only black student there.
So?
The only black student there. Yeah, there was a girls' academy across the street, and yeah, they had, like, joint dances and shit like that, but was it worth the two-hour bus ride to Mendota Heights to be the only black kid out there?
Yes.
At a ROTC school?
Bro, do you know how many of them girls across the street will be coming over to the only black dude?
Yeah, but you know how many stereotypes? I mean, okay, so this is the same time that like I was growing up and going to Bible camp and was like like one of like four black kids and caught all the racist comments all the fucking time. Once I took that test at St. Thomas and I realized the whole campus was white, I was like, no, I'm good. Like, they sent me an acceptance letter and everything. Like, you're in. And I was like, I'm good.
You were the least hood motherfucker back in high school, though.
Say what?
I said you were the least hood motherfucker back in high school, though.
But no, but this was to go to middle school and high school.
Like, well, but my point is,
went to middle school.
They would have been, like, a little bit they would have been calling him like, he's so well spoken.
Exactly. I hear that every fucking summer at Bible camp. Why I want to deal with that shit all the time? And then come to find out, like 3-4 years later, I ended up working at Toys R Us. I'm like 15, and I hear it all the time. Oh, you're so, even when my first job at Rainbow, oh, you're so well spoken. Oh, you're so nice. You're so, you speak so well. What school do you go to? I'm like, oh, I go to North. Oh no. Oh, I hope they don't shoot you. Because real shit, a shooting would have happened like 10 blocks away from North, and they'd be like, there was a shooting at North High School. No, it didn't. No.
Dude, I almost got shot standing outside fucking across the street from North High, waiting for kids to get out for lunch break so I could sell these cigarettes.
There were only 2 shootings that happened on school grounds when I went to North. And every time that like another shooting happened around North, they'd be like, oh, it happened at North High. They canceled like 18 dances. Because there was a shooting at North High, but it never happened at North. It happened over there by, like, Hall Elementary by the high-rises or something.
They
were
just trying to find an excuse to save money and be greedy.
No, they was blatantly saying niggas couldn't have nothing nice, basically.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's my outlook on it, though. I might be wrong, but...
Yep, he might be wrong. Looking to put up his hands like...
I shrugged, dude.
Like a Schlemiel. Like a Goyim.
I might have a healthy dose of self-loathing, or I might be fucking right as shit, but either way.
Yep.
I'm recognizing one of those two things.
You know, I'll be your friend through all of it. how many of those you got left?
What? Oh, fuck. I threw that cigarette too hard. Oh, my God. How's your eye?
It's dead.
Oh, no.
I got a backup. Can I have it?
No.
The eye or the cigarette?
The eye.
The bad eye?
Dude, I got a whole I have a whole fake eye you can have at the crib. Stick it right in that socket. You can cosplay. No, I'm not even gonna say it. Because I missed that guy.
So I knew this girl, dude, who was like really fucking pretty.
Fuck you.
Who was really pretty, and she had an eye that was like fake, right? Everybody used to make fun of her, dude, and she's like super fucking depressed.
Fuck gotta be.
And I always wonder, I still think about that girl. Like, I wonder if she ever got over the fact that her eye is fake. Because, dude, she is, like, fucking gorgeous.
I don't know, man, because, like, okay, I remember, like, hanging out with your cousin a lot after he got his fake eye.
Yeah.
And he would get shit-faced. And if a girl turned him down, he would always jump to, like, instead of being, like, maybe I'm too drunk or maybe I'm being a little fucked up. That's my lighter. But no, instead of saying like, instead of, you know, like admitting the fact that maybe he's just a little too fucked up and being a little too belligerent,
yep.
He'd always jump to, oh, it's because of my eye, isn't it? Like all the fucking time. Like I remember I brought a girl, I was trying to holler, remember Rianne?
Yep.
Trying to bring her over there so, you know, we can get fucked up and have a good time and then, you know, do the thing or whatever, because that's what she wanted to do, that's what I wanted to do. Orlando was trying to holler at her too. But I didn't know that until I seen them walk out from another room, and she was like, no, I'm good. And he was like, oh, it's because of my eye, isn't it? He got real pissed off. He started thrashing the place. And I was like, I'm going to just fake sleep right here on this couch.
Yeah, Orlando used to fucking, like, take care of himself. He used to play football. He used to fucking talk shit about me smoking weed when we was playing football.
Did his eye assailant fucking give him depression?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to here?
Like, well, I'm
not going to name drop because we added, know the guy.
It added to it, right? It added to it, but like the other reasons with the whole Larry thing. And, you know,
yeah.
That dark shit.
That shit that blew up at his, oh my God, that funeral.
Yep.
I mean, I already knew about it because I know y'all and I grew up with y'all, but like there are motherfuckers who were there that had no clue what the fuck was going on in his past because right. It was so long ago. And here comes his baby's mama and her mama talking all that good. To this day, I tell y'all, that's my biggest fear is that I'm gonna die, and everybody's gonna show up and try to mourn my loss or mourn their loss of me. And here comes my baby mama talking all that shit at my funeral.
Yep.
Like, and I don't think it's really gonna happen, but man, she got some dirt on me. So like, you never know. Like,
yeah, it was. It was a fucked up funeral. I mean, it was going good until the whole fucking mob showed up, and next thing you know, everybody's fucking screaming.
Had to call the police and everything.
Yep.
And then me and Jeanette are out smoking a cigarette, what? And right before, yeah, dude, the police had to show up to Orlando's funeral and everything.
Yep.
And then so while we're waiting for everything to chill out, me and Jeanette, Charm's mom, we're sitting out smoking a cigarette, and right as Jeremy's walking out, I said, "This is why niggas can't have nothing nice," and I was saying it jokingly, and Jeanette was like, "That's right."
No, she's like, no, she said, "I know."
Yeah, yeah. And then Jeremy, 3 feet away, just fell to the ground laughing.
I'm like, what the fuck?
For our listeners who don't know, Sherm's adopted and his mom's white. And
but
it
actually
just turned into a really funny conversation.
That's my dad's second wife.
Second wife. It's Sherm's second mom.
Yeah. Yep.
Third, if you want to be technical.
Yep. Yep, because I have a biological one.
What do you say, TJ?
Just like I have two.
Yeah.
But one's dead to me.
Mm. Do you ever get to... we have to ask now. I have to ask just out of curiosity. You ever get to meet her? Because I know you met the rest of your family.
I never got to meet my biological
mom. Like your immediate family.
I'm on my brother, Sean. I saw Elaine, my older sister. And then I met the parents.
You never met the parents?
No. And then I met
the parents. Oh, and then you met the parents. And then you decided you were good?
Oh, I decided before that because back when we still stayed on 11th, Brandy ran away. She apparently found him. I don't know how she was capable of that, but yeah.
Ancestry, baby.
No. This is Brandy we're talking about.
Yes.
She's crazy. She's not dumb.
You haven't met Brandy now.
No. I mean, I talk to her.
No. I mean, actually meet.
What did they do to her?
Think of Brandy, how she used to be when she was...
Wait, when was the last time you saw Brandy, Jeremy?
I saw her last year at Walmart.
Oh, I've only seen her on social media.
And now...
In the last couple few years.
Now think of Brandy, who ate, like, about... 32...
Like a bird?
32... Stay Puft Marshmallow Men.
Imagine Brandy got kissed by Melina or Katana... And she's getting ready to blow.
Oh, no, I've seen her on social media. Like, I mean, she's got recent pictures. Like, that I've seen. But, like, we're talking about up here in the
oh,
attic.
Oh, yeah, no. Why do you think I skip her calls?
Okay.
Because they're...
Okay.
I told you how I work with basically dumbasses. And yet, I can still talk to them on the phone. I can't last a fucking 3 minutes with Brandy on the phone.
Mm. Sounds like talking to my bio dad on the phone. Because he'd be faded. Every time he wants to make a phone call to me, he's fucked up. He says some crazy shit to me. I get pissed. Oh, that's man. Why I don't fuck with him.
She's as bad as Jeff recalling a story.
Oh, God.
And let me give you some information here. He has told me a story about how he drowned as a kid about, let's say, 67 times now.
That's like
every
Paul.
Every single fucking time.
Yeah, Paul will tell you the same story as if he's never told you the story ever.
Oh, no. Like, he changes shit.
Oh.
Every fucking
time. Oh, that's different.
I
see,
like
the first
those
time
stories.
I drowned. See, I didn't mention the first time that I told you the story that I had a noose around my neck.
And the water was on fire.
And the water was on fire.
Oh, no. It mostly has to do with, basically, how long he was in the water and how long he was dead.
Oh, did I tell you guys I bought a megaphone?
I'm sorry.
I totally bought a megaphone, and I can't wait to take it out into public. Who's ready to make some film?
I'm pretty sure you said that.
I did bring it up in conversation a couple few times, but not on the podcast. But I want to make videos of me just judging people with my megaphone.
You better look out for that ass whooping.
They gotta catch me. I'm gonna be at the mall on the fourth floor. What are they gonna do? Well, shit, while we're waiting for this,
just blur your face.
Blur my face. Well, since we were on caught up and had tragic story time, let's go to the money. Let's shake the piggy bank.
Tragic story time.
Let me go get it.
How tragic is it?
I don't know.
Is it like a Greek tragedy or?
Oh my god, you guys! Oh my god! So you guys, hold up! Before we shake the piggy bank, can we talk about this for a second?
What?
They don't stop coming. They just. Why don't they? Why? They just don't. They don't stop. Oh my god! I wish they would, because my floor is filthy.
That's gross, man. Maybe you shouldn't have company for a while.
Maybe I have bad friends. Oh no, really? There's something I want to talk about before we shake the piggy bank. So maybe we'll tell the story, like the backstory to this, later on after we shake the piggy bank. But Jeremy knows that like I've got like these like feelings about how I feel about accepting rides from strangers,
right?
Based off of experience. And I was walking home from the grocery store. I was maybe like 3 blocks away from home, and this random dude pulls up like behind me, sits there for a minute, lets traffic pass him, and then pulls up to me like maybe like I get like a half a block further. He pulls up on me, goes, "You need a lift?" And I was like, "No, I'm good. I'm good." And then he just drives off, like rude. Like,
I'm not. Nah,
man. I learned from the first time. Fuck that. I'd rather freeze, dog.
Yeah. Hey. You talked to D lately?
Oh, fuck you. Now we got to talk about it. So, I was waiting to go meet up with this motherfucker right over here.
That motherfucker?
Waiting to meet up with Jeremy. So, I was catching the bus from another former mutual friend. I was hanging out with Chris. Went to go meet up with Jeremy over at John's house. Sitting at the bus stop. It's like 30 below. It's cold as fuck. Like, this is back like when winters were fierce. Like, before global warming and all that shit. And I'm waiting. Bus isn't showing. This dude just shows up in a random Ford Explorer. He's like, "You need a ride?" I was like, "Bet." Get in the car. I'm like 16, right? I get in dude's car. He's like, "You smoke weed?" I was like, "Fuck yeah." He rolls up a joint. We're smoking a joint. We get maybe like, I want to say 3 blocks away from my house. He goes, "Hey, let me ask you a question." Actually, it's maybe like 5 blocks away. I had enough time to jump out 3 blocks away. But he goes, "Let me ask you a question." I said, "What's up?" He's like, "Do you mind if I take pictures of you?" I was like, "In what format?" And he goes, "You know, like naked digital. Naked pictures. In digital." He goes, "You know, like naked pictures." And I was like, "Yeah, I mind completely." And he was like, "I won't touch you or anything like that." And I was like, "Please stop the car." He's a gentleman. He stops the car, at least. And I jump out and I dip the fuck out. I didn't even run the normal path home. I had to like zigzag like an 8 mile radius around my block to get home because I didn't want him to follow me home. And then this is how good of friends that I have. All the friends that I grew up with that I still speak to this day. I meet up with these motherfuckers after I drop off my shit at home. And I explained the situation to him, and then they're like, "Oh, I was so sad that day. It was, oh." But I learned a valuable life lesson. So anytime, because this isn't the first time since then. Today, this isn't the first time since then. There's been other times where motherfuckers are like, "You need a ride?" It's like the middle of fucking summer. "You need a ride?" And I'm like, newsflash. No! Like, fuck out of my face with that shit.
Yep.
Oh, okay, you said strangers.
Yeah. Yep. He learned his lesson. Mm-hmm. Yep. Strangers with candy is the best way to go.
And this dude just looked like he touches young boys.
This dude.
And I happen to be cursed to be 40 something and look like a young boy. I don't like it. It sucks.
I'm just 8 years old with a beard.
You are. If you shave that beard, you can't buy liquor.
I know. I get carded every
time. They'd be like, "This idea is fake. I don't care if it scans or not."
Oh, God.
That's how I felt when I was in the Army. I was 18, wearing a military uniform, standing in formation, and these motherfuckers are like, there's no way you could be in this. You are not in the Army. You're like 14.
Yeah, dude, you look like you're a fucking 14.
Yeah. I looked that. Younger when I graduated from high school than I did in middle school.
I know. You look like a fucking little 20-year-old.
I Benjamin Buttoned myself like 5 years somehow.
Tried to Bradley Pitt yourself there.
Bradley Pitt? That's my son's dog's name.
Bradley Pitt.
Brad the Pitt.
That's awesome. Well, I guess we shake the piggy bank.
Shake this change.
Ka-ching, ka-ching. Hold it, check it out. Check it. Yeah, piggy bank.
Have we had this prop the whole time?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right, let's pay some rent.
Pay it. Rent? Rent?
Rent.
Rent? Go.
They just don't. You guys.
He's still.
They don't.
He's still coming. He's still talking about coming.
They don't. They just. Why? They don't stop. They don't stop coming.
TJ just gave me this knife. I'm going to fucking beat this kid with this damn thing. I can't.
Why won't they stop coming?
Stop it. Just stop it.
So, okay, so it's bit time. We got some bits. There's some bits. There's some things.
Oh, yeah,
there's
I got a bit. I got a bit. TJ, hit me with that bit music.
All right.
Hit me with that. Ooh, it's conspiracy or truth time. Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. I got a conspiracy thing going
right,
on.
Can I drop one conspiracy?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, they're spreading chemtrails in the sky to keep you from stopping coming.
Right. Yep. So basically what I'm trying to do is go in depth on some of these conspiracy theories. And I got a conspiracy theory for you guys right here. It's been going around. It's a government-created food shortage, right? And I guess people are out here saying that the government is out here trying to create a food shortage for whatever reason.
Explains inflation.
Well, okay, so... There's actually a lot of reasons. There's a lot of things that are going on here that are supposedly food shortages, like eggs. Can you make a cake? Do you have eggs for a cake?
I have eggs.
Is there no egg for your nog? Huh? Is there eggs? You guys.
Is there no egg for your nog?
Do you guys want an egg salad sandwich, but you just have to have a mayo sandwich because you ain't got eggs?
What's that potato salad looking like?
It's looking like it's we're troubled. But no, so I guess there's an egg shortage, right? And, it's what everything's going on. And
where's your hat?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me put on my little tinfoil hat. Yeah. And I guess there's a lot of the number one reason and the only reason that's really being reported on TV is the avian flu, right? And I guess it's killing or they have to put down and destroy like hundreds of thousands of these chickens, right? And you guys got me on the spot here. I'll make sure. Is my tinfoil hat on right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so yeah. This avian flu is out here killing all the chickens, and that's like what everybody's saying it is, right? And that's why we got a shortage. But there's a whole list of reasons that I've fucking found, right?
Like?
Like fires. There's been multiple fires all over the fucking place. Just recently in Connecticut, right? Just recently in Connecticut, there was like 100,000 hens that died. Like they just burnt alive.
Damn.
And, yeah, right?
Chicken.
That's a lot. And also there's over 500,000 chickens that died here in December in Minnesota from another barn fire, right? And I just read, and there's a whole story about in the last year, over 5 million farm animals have been destroyed by fires. Like, and there's a really long, in-depth story. I have links and everything, right? So there's fires, and I guess some of them are linked to arson, right? So somebody's out here supposedly setting fires to these chicken farms. And then you got the prices, right? And I've saw egg farmers.
Wait, so there's like a random guy who's like, fuck pescatarians.
I don't know. Maybe. Some people, that's why I'm saying the people, the conspiracy theorists are out here saying that the government's out there setting these fires and burning all these chicken farms and shit, right? Killing all these animals.
You know the government's putting claymore mines in front of the chicken hoops, right?
Yep. Yep. That's what fucking Chicken George said.
Chicken George?
Mm-hmm. The prices is another one, right?
Oh, I'm good.
So apparently... The prices have gone up in the stores, right, for eggs. But the prices for producing the eggs have also gone up for the farmers. But that money isn't translated back to the farmers. So they raise the prices, but the farmers aren't getting paid more. They're getting paid the same, even though.
Is that true, though?
It is true. And that's why there's a farmer. I got a couple of videos. It's not worth pulling up, but I'll show it to you. And this is farmer who's sitting there complaining. He's like, look, he's throwing all these stacks of eggs because he doesn't want to sell them at a really low price, even though they just recently raised their prices in the grocery store and all these other places, right? So he's like, if they're raising their money, how come we're not getting paid, even though it's costing us more this year to make these? He says, like, so next year he's ordering like 250,000 less hens. Right, so there's farmers out here who aren't able to buy more hens for next year. So automatically, there's gonna be less. And then you got this weird one, the chicken feed. A lot of homesteaders and shit, and co-op farmers, you know, like normal mom and pop people out there. There's all over Twitter and TikTok and everything, even on YouTube, about these people who are unable to. Oh my God, what are you doing to your mic?
I was trying to raise it up, and the bitches came out the stand. Hang on.
Anyways, there's people all over the place who are feeding their chickens the feed, this normal feed that they've been doing, and they haven't been getting any eggs for like months at a time. So people started changing their feed. And the moment they change their feed, like a day or two later, their eggs start coming. These chickens start laying eggs after all this time of not laying eggs after these people change their feed. And some people are changing it to like goat feed and other shit, and then their chickens are laying eggs.
That's weird.
Yeah. So I gotta ask you, do you think there's anything weird going on, or is this all just a bunch of coincidences?
I think the government is secretly planting DNA into the chickens to make an experimental super chicken, but it's failing and it's killing all the chickens.
There's another reason. Number five is Sprouts buying all of the chicken eggs because he's trying to get these sweet, sweet gains, but his genetics just won't allow him to do it.
Oh, fuck, you're on to me.
You know, vegans are mad at people for eating vegan eggs.
The fuck is a vegan egg?
And then the vegan...
No, wait. What the fuck? Hold up. What the fuck? What is a vegan egg?
I don't know. But vegans are calling vegan culture appropriation on people who have switched to vegan eggs because they can't find eggs. I'm joking, by the way.
Okay, good.
You look so perplexed.
Dude, I was mad. I was like, don't you fuck up my eggs.
You know, eggs are just chicken periods.
Yeah. I like my chicken periods rare.
I don't. I like mine cooked. Not all the way through. I like it a little yolky. You know? It's a good time. So, So, are you guys calling bullshit on this conspiracy?
The chicken one?
Yep, the eggs. Or do you think it's just a bunch of coincidences?
No, I think that egg prices are going up because we're sending too much shit to warring countries.
Ooh. Okay. I like that.
We just sent someone 31 tanks, not to name drop Ukraine. And, you know.
Dude.
It's costing us some money.
Yeah. Okay, so Biden went out there. And he's like, "Oh yeah, we're really short on money and everything, but we're gonna send them fucking more billions of dollars."
Yeah, no, this is exactly what happened. Yeah. We had a global pandemic, And then someone else in the globe was like, we're going to attack someone else in the globe. And we're like, we're going to help someone else in the globe. And now we're just assed out. Because we spent all this money, like, giving out stimmies.
You know what's funny? Is the U.S. just went to Israel because Israel, the United States, gave them a bunch of Tomahawk warheads, you know, missiles, yep. right? And they haven't used them. They've just been sitting there for a long time. So the U.S. just came to go ask Israel for to get them back so they can give them to Ukraine. And Israel's like, nah, we ain't giving you shit back.
Wow.
But we'll still take that. Was it $35 million a day? We'll still take that shit from you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are we still spending $3 trillion on Israel?
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. I don't like it. But no, that's why eggs are high in price now. I guarantee it.
Well, like I said, the number one story on the news and everywhere else is that they're blaming it on the avian flu. But they're not accounting for the greedy CEOs and shit where they're raising the prices.
How many chickens be fraternizing with other birds? Like let's think about this. Like, chickens don't fly.
Okay.
They can't fraternize with other birds. So how are your birds getting avian flu?
I don't know. But there's like millions of birds, like millions that they've killed. Right? Just this one farm killed 250,000. Right? So it wiped out a good chunk. And then you go on
was
top
it
the of
the farm, or was it Big Pharma?
Who knows?
Big Pharma. They're like, the avian flu. We gave your chickens a vaccine.
Right. Oh, no. That's the other thing. They're stopping using chicken eggs to make vaccines. They're using something else. I don't even know what it is, but they're not using chicken eggs embryos anymore.
mRNA.
Yep. Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Science.
Boom, 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 boom. Science.
Boom, boom.
But that's for that whole Ukraine thing's for a whole nother conspiracy theory. So
we got another one?
Nope, that's done. I'm done. That's my segment. Yep. It's all about them chicken eggs and the egg shortage.
What you got, TJ?
She's got bullshit. Sprout.
Yo.
Do you have tobacco?
I do.
You,
but you can't have a cigarette until you tell me why they won't stop coming.
Well, I can tell you very well why they won't stop coming. The government has everybody hooked on sex, and so everybody's producing more semen than ever before. And now they must release all of that backed up man juice, otherwise their balls will explode. And then if they continue to do this, it's automatically going to lower the testosterone levels in all the men, because they continuously come over and over to the point that their body produces more estrogen and they get man tits. And then the transitions will happen.
I think the government's putting chemtrails in the sky to keep people from not coming.
It's not working. Because they won't stop coming, and they won't stop coming.
TJ, I feel.
I need that lighter, though.
That.
You feel that what?
Right there.
That they fed.
Oh, I didn't see it. It's clear.
That they yellow. Fed to the rules and hit the ground running. But I got a trivia.
Okay.
I like the trivia.
I think I can manage. My facilities are still kind of here. Sort of.
All right.
I'm cansado.
Rules.
Okay. Come on. Come with the rules.
No lighter.
No lighter.
I will ask both of you the question.
Okay.
And I will tell you if it's incorrect before I reveal.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, what?
I will ask both of you the same question. When you ask and I say it's incorrect, it goes to him. And if that happens again, I will reveal it.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with an easy one.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I was way off. It's 6.8 million animals that were killed in barn fires.
Damn.
Yep. That's a lot.
It is so much.
I could have ate them chickens.
Yep.
That would have tasted great. Oh, right. Sorry, trivia.
Okay.
I got lost in food. All right. Which creature in Greek mythology was half man and half bull?
Beep, beep, beep. Half man and half bull?
Yeah.
Well, which part? Minotaur.
Damn it, I was about to say that.
Yeah.
So, Jeremy gets the point.
Alright.
I was like, Minotaur! I'm the Minotaur! Okay. Sorry. He's got.
What Roman god was king of the gods and the storm, air, and sky, and was the father of Venus, sharing a name with a planet?
Roman god.
Jupiter.
Damn it. It took me a while to get it out, but I was going to say,
Jupiter.
Is it right? Yes.
Wrong.
He's there. Wrong. I'm sorry, dude. That reminds me of Jupiter. That guy I saw get killed in the car. Dude, that shit haunts me. I think about that sometimes. Watching his body fly out of his spinning car after he got nailed by a fucking big-ass box truck.
In the arms of...
Fuck you! I don't need to be sad right now.
Yeah, don't be singing Sam McLaughlin. It's not in the 90s.
Don't try to emotionally blackmail me.
Okay. I'm ready.
You too can rescue this mangled body. Okay, I'm sorry. I went too far. Let's go. All right.
Three. What was left in Pandora's box after she released Misery and Evil?
Nothing.
Incorrect.
Bullshit. She left everything out. She's, whoa, everything. Ah, it's out there. All the bad. Mmm, delicious. Empty box.
Was it a flower? I can't remember.
Is that your final answer?
A shitty playlist.
No, it was a thing. It was a malevolent thing. It wasn't a flower. It was love. No. I give up. It was love.
Her soul.
Incorrect.
It was something like that.
The answer is it was hope.
Hope. It was that bitch Hope. I knew she was responsible for all that shit. It was her box. I get it. That's so dirty.
Number four.
I'm sorry.
What? What? The joke or the box?
You should have AO'd.
Okay, continue.
Number four. According to legend, who fired the arrow that hit Achilles and the only heel? Sorry. In the heel, his only vulnerable spot.
Fuck, I know this. It's,
I don't know his name. It was a prince of Troy. I just watched Troy, too. I did.
Damn it.
It was like... It was an... He was like...
Hold on, wait. I know his name. Got more questions passed.
I know his name. I know his name. It was an... Orlando Bloom played him.
Ten.
Paris!
I was about to start counting down.
Orlando Bloom. I had to remember who played him first.
All right.
He beat fuck Brad Pitt up. He was like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
That's because he got that elf training.
I know.
All right. Number five.
Okay.
Orpheus went into the underworld to rescue who?
Oh, my fucking, Persephone.
Incorrect.
What? Am I thinking? Oh, I'm thinking about fucking Hermes, I think.
I don't know.
Is this all Greek and Roman?
Yeah.
Ulysses. Eurydice. Euro.
Correct.
No way.
Who?
Dude, are you fucking kidding me?
Who?
You're a dice.
Man, okay, whatever.
Dude, no, I didn't even know that was a real name. Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
I'm so serious.
You're a dice.
Oh my god.
Wow. You Greek motherfucker. You.
Dude, I didn't know anything. I had no idea.
Like, oh, Opa, you're a nice, huh?
I didn't know that. I didn't know anything. Dude, I swear to God, I just spit out a Greek-sounding name.
Mister, I read the Odyssey 15 times.
I didn't read the Odyssey. Stop it.
I found the Iliad.
Iliad, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, I have that book.
Really?
Yeah. It's blue. And gold. Blue and gold.
Blold. Okay, so there's so much metal in this.
It's like a Bible.
Was it the end piece?
That the compass doesn't work.
Was your dice the closer?
No. I have more.
Was that it?
No.
He got so silent here.
He says I have more, and then just got real quiet.
Uruguay.
Which nymphs in Greek mythology were the guardian spirits of the sea?
Seahorses? I'm going with seahorses. No, I'm talking. Duh, it's fish. There's so many of them.
Mermaids.
What?
Mermaids.
Sirens.
We're both wrong.
No to sirens. You said mermaids?
Yes.
No.
Seahorses, fish. Right. Starfish. Sponges!
Nereids? Yeah.
They're like mermaids.
They didn't put those in books here in America.
I don't know what to put.
What the fuck? Not when I was in school, at least.
I always just heard sea nymph.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Okay, next one.
In Greek mythology, what were the names of Oedipus's parents?
The dead one and the one I fucked.
I am
That's what I remember from that story.
Wait.
The one I killed and the one I fucked.
Who was Oedipus again?
The one that fucked his mom. He killed his dad and fucked his mom. That's how I remember the story, and that's what his parents' names are. Is the one I killed and the one I fucked. It's...
You know, oh wait, that's right, because there's a complex.
Yeah, Oedipus complex.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know their names.
Me neither.
Oh.
Jody and Daniel.
Joshua and Larry.
Bryce and Christine.
Incorrect.
Jacob and Tiffany.
Larry and Rwanda.
Lorena and Bobbitt. I don't know. Who is it?
Bill and Hillary.
Lasis, King of Thebes, and his queen, Jocasta.
Jocasta. I was close with Jacob.
I should have said, oh, never mind. So, yeah, basically, the one I killed and the one I fucked.
Yeah.
That's a point for Sprout.
There's some kind of Freudian thing
it's
about
really
that,
isn't
it?
It's not really a point for
that?
Sprout.
You knew the story well.
All right.
Don't be insinuating shit. I just happen to know people who want to fuck their moms, okay?
Okay, we won't push. We won't push the issue.
No, that was a bit. That's not.
All right, TJ, hit us with that Greeketh, Greeketh.
Thou shalt hit us Greeketh style.
All right. First used in the context of folklore in 1885, what term describes a god, spirit, animal who disobeys normal rules and tries to survive the dangers of the world using deceit?
A fucking liar? Wait, hold up. No, because Zeus and Poseidon are definitely one of those things. Like, they fucked a lot of women, and they definitely lied their way into that vagina. Fuck, there's a word for it. Maybe, did it come from that? I don't know. It's, when you're a... What is it called? God, the word is like right on the tip of my tongue. What's your guess? I have to think about this word for a minute.
Hold on.
Exodus. We're getting the fuck out of here right now.
Pathos.
Oh, there we
go. You're pathological liar. It's pathos.
No. Pathos, ethos, and fucking the other one. That's not it.
No?
What?
What?
It's all Greek. That's all Greek. It's right? Okay, well, what's your answer?
What is it?
A trickster.
A trickster.
Oh, this is fucking Loki? Like, all the Greek gods are Loki now? If I got a swinging-ass dick and I can transform, okay. I'm fucking Loki now? That's like all the men in Greek mythology, except for maybe Kratos, because that dude was just like, I'm going to get fit the whole time. Let me lift these weights. You lift, bro, I lift.
All right.
That's the real Kratos. Not like that God of War shit. Like, the real Kratos was just like the fucking crystal light dancers, basically. I'm sorry, my rant is over. Continue.
Alright. What is the name of the Roman god of beginnings?
I forgot you threw some Roman shit in there.
Yeah, motherfucker. It's not all Greek.
beginnings like the day? Because the Greek one was Apollo. What was the Roman version of that? Mercury?
Is that your final answer?
Yes. Charm?
No, I know. Only because of, I think that's where they got the idea to put in January.
Which is?
Janice.
I forgot. He's like the watch your step. He's like the time guy. Janice.
Yes.
It is Janice.
That's my point.
You locked in Mercury.
You locked in Mercury.
Janus. Bam. I knew that's what it was. It was J-A-N-U-S.
I forgot I played Smite.
Yep.
Damn, Sean's beating my ass. I get a half a point at least. I saved his ass. I should have stayed quiet.
You should have. I was working it out.
Damn it.
What are we playing to? Because I got like five or six.
Next
one's the last one.
Okay. All right, bet.
But this game should have ended a while ago. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, what
you
is...
You just amuse me with your answer. All right. In mythology, who killed the nine-headed Hydra?
Hercules!
I didn't even get a chance. Yeah.
You get a point.
High five. Finally!
High five.
Yeah! Oh, take that, loser!
I was just about to say Hercules! Hercules! Spouse like, Hercules!
Hail Hydra!
I knew the fucking answer. Awesome. Yeah. Well, that was a fun game, dude.
Good game.
I like that.
Should we end this with a motivational quote from each of us?
Yeah. Sure.
I think this is our new thing now. TJ hit us.
When you drive down the road with only the driver.
Wait, start from the beginning. I know the story already. That's why I'm laughing. Okay, go ahead.
When you drive down the road in a truck with only the driver's side
mirror,
it's right side blind the entire fucking day.
That's such motivation.
Okay.
What you got, Sherm?
Whether your shit's hard or loose, everybody's dealing with the same shit.
Diarrhea.
It's funny because I was going to do a shit one, too. And I'm not going to I'm not switching my game up. I'm sticking to it with my shtick. Here we go.
My shtick.
Hey, check it out, man. Look. So you took a little poop. There's a little blood in your poop, all right? Don't worry about it. It didn't come out your dick. I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm TJ.
I feel like I can do better, but I'm going to do it next episode.
Oh, wow.
Peace out, you guys.